eyes are starting to color it when I came in. But
you ever
Yonder. That's my name. That's Yonder. Yeah.
They call it Jaundice,
Yeah, I get yellow, yellow all over. That's Yonder. Yellow Yonder. Well, you don't do something for it, you don't live long either.
What do you do for it?
I don't know what it is, but anyway, you had to get treatment quick.
When you have a pain down here and you have to get an operation, you say you've had
a appendix. You may have had a appendix operation.
You call that? You say you've had a
appendix operation.
Yeah, or the disease, the thing you have. You call that a appendix.
Yeah, that's where you have appendix down here.
You say when you have to have your appendix taken out.
Yeah, dig it out down there.
Yeah, you say
an operation.
You've had an attack of a
appendix, and they take it out.
Do you remember what people used to call that?
You mean your appendix?
No, when you'd get sick there, and you'd have to...
They did. Well, a lot of times they didn't know what it was. You know, back then days, they put hot cloths on you. To ease you. That was the wrong thing to do, but now they put ice bags on you when you have a appendix, strike in your appendix, or whatever you call it. They put ice bags on you now. That easy, but that appendix was a good way to, I mean, that hot bag was a good way to make it inflame and burst. But see, back then they didn't know, but now they put ice.
What did they call it back then? Or did they?
They did the same thing as appendix, but they didn't know what to, how to treat it. They treat it with hot cloths instead of cold ones. Yeah, I know one time I had appendix struck me on the other side, and my mother put a hot cloth on me. But it didn't come to a head, so then when I had an operation, they taken it out. It could have bursted in there while her putting that hot stuff on there, you know. But it didn't. But when I went to the hospital, after me and my husband married, they operated on me, so they taken it out.
You were pretty lucky then.
I know. Was I lucky to live that long? Actually, they put that old hot bag on me. But they, when I went over there one time, I thought I was going to have an operation for my gallbladder. They just said it was in infection in my stomach, so they put a bag of ice on my stomach, and I got better.
Say, you might say if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had
ingestion.
Yeah, or
Pepsi.
Or if it comes back up, you say you
vomit.
Okay, any other ways of saying that?
Yeah, I know. I guess it's about all the same thing. Some people call it indigestion, some call it vomiting, some say dyspepsia, it's all vomiting. When you get sick, you vomit.
Any crude ways of saying vomit?
I don't reckon.
Puke or
yeah,
pee?
Well,
or
some people say it's puke, but I don't think that's very cool.
That's not very nice?
Not so nice, but vomiting is different, you know. Everybody, you know, says vomit. There's a few people say it's puke. I went out and just, I just puked like I don't know why.
If someone vomited, you'd say you were sick?
Yeah.
Sick where?
On your stomach.
Okay. And, you might say, anytime y'all can come over, we'll be...
All right.
We'll be what to see you? We'll be... Did you say we'll be glad to see
be
you?
Be glad to see you. Come anytime.
Would you ever say proud?
Proud to see you. Come. Come that, back.
Does proud mean the same thing as glad?
Yeah. You can be glad or you can be proud.
And, say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and spending a lot of time with you, you'd say he was...
I wouldn't know what I'd say then. He was just taking a lot of her time.
You say he was courting her?
He could be courting her and he could not be just going, just be going.
If any old-fashioned ways of saying courting her, or...
Yeah, that's all I know. Be courting her, just going, all I know, being with her.
And in this case, he'd be called her...
Feller.
Anything else?
I don't reckon.
And she'd be his...
Girlfriend.
Okay.